Good morning and welcome to the Public Affairs Program. My name is Renee Swanson, and in the studio with me today, I have Megan Vaughn with the Greater Grand Island Community Foundation. Good morning.
Good morning.
We got our coffee. We're all ready for the day.
Yeah.
Might go to the state fair later.
Yep.
All right. So for those who might not be familiar with what is the Greater Grand Island Community Foundation?
So we are a local community foundation that helps people turn their passions into purpose by supporting causes that matter here in our community. We manage charitable funds, provide grants and scholarships, and help strengthen not just Grand Island, but also Hall County and beyond.
Okay, wow. And that's for all the generations, too.
Yes.
So how does the foundation connect with education and local schools?
So education has always been one of our core priorities. We deal with a lot of different aspects of education. Many of our donors choose to create scholarship funds for all sorts of students continuing on to study an assortment of fields, really wide ranges. But we also know teachers and counselors play a huge role in shaping the future. And so supporting and recognizing them is kind of a really natural fit for us.
It's amazing. Well, with school just starting, this is good news.
Yep.
So, and that's where the Kim West Dinsdale Excellence in Teaching Award comes in, right?
Exactly. This award was created with Kim West Dinsdale, and kind of in honor of her, to celebrate educators who inspire, lead with heart, and make a lasting impact on students and the community. And we're excited to say it's been honoring outstanding Hall County educators for 20 years now.
This is amazing. What does the winner receive?
The recipient gets some public recognition. We do a little award ceremony mm-hmm. at the school that they teach at. A $5,000 award, and since it's the 20th anniversary, we got something special kind of tucked up our sleeves that we will be revealing later on, either at the award ceremony or maybe just a little bit before. We're kind of keeping it a secret.
Sneaky, sneaky, I see. Okay, so who can nominate someone for this award?
Anyone can.
Okay.
Students, parents, coworkers, or community members. If you know a Hall County teacher or counselor in pre-K through 12th grade who deserves recognition, we want to hear about them. Nominations are open from September 2nd through the 30th.
Okay. So how do people send in a nomination?
So starting September 2nd, you can find the applications and submit a nomination by visiting GICF.org under the community tabs. If you have any questions, you can always feel free to call us at 308-381-7767 or email our program officer, Sarah Tall. She has been completely overseeing this process, and you can email her at stall@gicf.org.
Perfect. All right. Well, why is this award such an important part of what the foundation does?
It's really because our teachers and counselors are shaping the future every single day. This program is our way of shining a spotlight on their commitment and excellence. It's all about saying thank you and celebrating the difference that they make.
This is amazing. All right. Let's let our listeners know again what you guys are doing and where they can go to nominate a teacher.
So for the Excellence in Teaching Award, if you want to nominate a outstanding teacher or counselor, starting September 2nd through the 30th, you can go to gicf.org under our communities tab and find the nomination process. Or you can always feel free to give us a call at 308-381-7767.
Megan, it's always a pleasure to have you on the Public Affairs Program.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. We'll have you back.
Oh, yeah, I'll be back.
And to our listeners, thank you for tuning in. Have a great rest of your day.